Sunday morning. It was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Take me. Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's 9:38. I'm Jenna Barr. It is Monday. Happy Monday to ya. And this March 20th, which means we are just a day away from spring. Oh, yes. It doesn't feel like it outside. Nope. When you have to pull your winter jacket from the back of the closet, you know that old man winter has come to visit again. Hey, BallingerPublishing.com for the latest issues of Business Climate, Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd, Coming of Age, Rosemary Times, Summation Weekly, The Summation, On the Market, Military Matters, and other special publications. So, joining me this morning, we'll have Malcolm Ballinger. He's moseying on in here. Maybe you're getting ready for some spring gardening as well. Head online and check out this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine. Got an entire an article by Renee Perry on the East Hill edible gardening. It's incredible. And recently, I was just talking to Paul from Blue Sky Landscaping, and he was saying that it would be really beautiful to start seeing more and more front yards as gardens instead of just green grass. Yes, probably more sustainable as well. Let's go ahead and welcome Malcolm Ballinger. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy chilly Monday.
Very chilly.
And how was your weekend? It was chilly too.
Actually, I had a very exciting weekend. Friday, I went to the opera. I say the opera, but they actually performed Carousel, which is really an opera. It's an American classic
musical.
Musical, yeah.
I love Corey and Cody. They're all wonderful.
Yes.
And, of course, the ballet joined them, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, very cool.
And it was a wonderful performance. I think universally everybody was thrilled.
So that was Friday.
And then Saturday I went to the fur ball.
But did you make it over to the beach at all for the kites on the coast?
No, alas, I didn't.
It was a little chilly. I was out there with Mel a little bit.
But it was probably great kite flying weather. Lots of wind.
Oh, there were so many kites. And more just kept soaring up into the sky. It was literally just kite town.
Mm.
And the demonstration was bananas. It was, you know, like a coordinated demonstration with SkyFX and Chicago Kites. I have a video of it. It's incredible. Mm. They're like, the guy is yelling instructions like, go, right, turn, right. Oh, yeah, it was awesome. So it was incredible. And then you had the fur ball.
Yes.
Is that a good turnout for it being cold?
It was a great turnout, yes.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Mm. And then Sunday?
Sunday, I played a little golf.
Oh, really?
It was a little chilly at 7:30. It was a lot chilly.
A lot chilly. It was more like stay inside and eat chili.
And
don't go outside and be chilly.
Yeah. There was wind was blowing, which was wonderful when you had it behind you, but trying to hit into it was a little bit of a challenge.
So I imagine that messes up your game a little bit, right?
Yes. Without getting too deeply into it, you tend to swing harder when it's windy. And
oh, that makes sense.
So there's an expression, when it's breezy, swing easy, is what you try and repeat in your head all the time so that you
breezy,
don't
swings.
Swing easy.
Oh, okay. The, yeah. I like it. All right. So, like, does that mean your punches pack more of a punch then if you swing harder?
Well,
somebody else
one of the strange things about golf is that the easiest you swing, the further the ball seems to go. It's sort of counterintuitive. Like in baseball, it seems like the harder you swing, the further the ball goes. But with golf, for some reason, as you swing easier, I guess the mechanics get better and whatever. I'm certainly not an expert. But
I guess like, and your agility, and you're really like, you really got to go deep into muscles then.
Yeah.
Have that control.
Yes.
I imagine. I would just swing for the fences. That's just how I roll.
Well, that's usually when you get in trouble.
I know.
Swing for the fences.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's me. Okay, so it was a very plentiful,
it
busy
was,
weekend.
Very, very busy weekend, yes. I regret I did not get to the kite festival. I was there last year. I am a member of the trustees, board of directors, and so I should have been there, but alas, I couldn't. And I do enjoy, we've spoken about this before, I do enjoy flying kites. I remember mm-hmm. great times with my kids flying kites, you know, as high as possible.
Yep.
And
to the highest height.
Yes.
Send it soaring.
And the kids getting really upset when there was no wind and I couldn't get it up. Dad, come on, Dad.
The wind helps
fun times.
A ton. The
yes.
wind helps a ton. So, but it was great, and bravo to everybody who put on Kites on the Coast for them withstanding the winds and the cold. Mm. The sun came out, though, so it was great. So great job to Council on Aging and everyone who was involved in making that happen. I think that to see all the families that showed up, no matter what, that was encouraging, too.
Mm.
So it was pretty awesome. So that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Plenty of people were there to enjoy it in your place.
Good.
So we have, it's about 9:44. So before we take a break, we've got 16 days left in the month of March.
Well, today is the first day of spring. Is that correct?
I think it's tomorrow. I want to say, no, maybe it's when. What is today's date?
The 20th. I believe it's.
Oh,
like,
it is today.
It's like 2
it
p.m.
Today.
Today is spring.
Yeah. I thought it was tomorrow. Yeah. I wrote it down wrong. I apologize. But it's not until 5:24 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, precisely, huh?
It's very precise.
So
wait, hold on. Somebody is getting upset with me. They say today is spring equinox, so it's different.
Oh.
But it says that spring equinox is still the first official day of spring.
Hmm. So at 5:22... it's fairly chilly, and then at 5:24, when you're into spring, it kind of warms up. Is that
yeah,
what happens?
Let's hope.
Is it that immediate?
You know how confused I was, like when I walked into my closet this morning, and I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I was just assuming when I did some spring cleaning the other day, and I pulled my shorts further to the top of the piles, and to the front of right. my shelves, it would be warmer.
So you were the problem then.
I know, I jinxed it.
You jinxed. You brought
it.
Back the cold weather.
That's what happened. Listen, I still made my children ride bikes this weekend. I was like, we are doing it. Because up north, there are literally trucks like plowing off of cliffs in South Dakota. I don't actually know if they're plowing off cliffs, but I know it's really cold in like blizzard conditions. Mm. Those kids yes. haven't left their house except to go to school. So we're going outside.
And California, too.
They've had cold and rain, And snow.
Yes.
Up,
I guess, in the mountains a little bit in California.
Utah snowing. Our friends went skiing. They said it just would not stop snowing. It just snowed their whole trip. So, well, if you're skiing, that's a good thing. If you're here, we're all going to start crying. It's 9:46, excuse me. Thank you for texting in. Good morning. Hope you're staying warm this morning. Oh, great kite pictures. Thank you for that, Janet. Oh. I appreciate it. Yeah, the horse kite is so cool. The crawling crabs. Oh, they were so neat. The whole thing was just incredible to experience. 9:46, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more from Ballinger Publishing.
Sun comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know.
Malcolm has his favorite cup filled with coffee. It's the news radio. It's the old school AM 1620.
Excuse me. I have a small complaint.
Oh, boy.
In the green room this morning, I had to make my own coffee.
What?
Yeah.
Mel usually is on it. Maybe she drank it all. Mel from our sister station, Cat Country. She probably drank it all because the girl you saw, she was at Furball.
And
at Kites on the Coast.
Yes.
We did spring jam yesterday. I helped with Cat Country.
Yes, I chatted with Mel.
She don't stop.
And Brent, of course, yeah.
Yeah, well, both of them. Yeah. They just have battery packs. So on their day off, you just have to pull that battery pack out. So,
see, I don't mind making the coffee. The only problem is I make the worst coffee in the world.
But there's K-Cups, though. So never, you know, and if they yell at you, just tell them I'll supply
so
more.
If Mel is the one, then I'll mention to her that she needs to on a Monday morning make sure there's make lots sure, of coffee.
Yeah, she brings when Starbucks, by the way.
Oh.
She like brings the strong dark roast Starbucks. So I'll tell you. Are you a dark roast or a light roast?
Kind of medium.
You like the medium roast?
Yeah, I don't want it too strong.
Well, did you know? Fun fact. The lighter the roast, the more caffeine is in it. Yeah, so if you get a blonde or a sand roast with a light, it has more caffeine.
I would have thought it was the other way around.
Apparently.
Are you sure about this?
I am sure. Apparently the way that it's processed and roasted, it goes through it.
Did Siri tell you this?
No, somebody mansplained it to me at a coffee shop. It made me feel, I was like... Oh, yeah, I totally knew that. But I just didn't want to look dumb because I ordered a dark roast. And he was like, do you want a light roast, though? Even though it has less flavor, it has more caffeine. And I was like, no, I like more flavor, less caffeine. That's how I am. Or my eyes start twitching.
I'm a little bit old-fashioned. I just like regular coffee. I don't know what that means other than it's Maxwell House or community coffee. Just regular coffee.
You just go mainstream.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't even, no offense, if they're listening, I don't really like Starbucks, though. It's just too bitter for my taste. I'm bitter enough.
Well, certainly not with me on a Monday morning.
Never. We just offend Walmart, Starbucks. Let's write something else on the list. Kite flyers. I don't know. I'm just kidding. We find somebody and roast them. Oh, speaking of roasted, is VegFest happening this weekend or next? Do you remember?
Let's look in downtown crowd and see.
Yeah, because I know that next weekend is... military appreciation at Ice Flyers and the last regular season home game, which I can't wait. We'll be there for that.
And I think that's military appreciation night, I believe.
We have the 26th and then the 27th. Man, I can't get... My fingers are so dry from the cold. It's so difficult to turn pages. I will just tell you that. So I apologize. I'm taking a long time. But VegFest, I think it's the 30th or the 31st. Did you see?
Yes. By the way, March 25th is Military Appreciation Night.
25th. Okay.
At the Ice Flyers.
Okay. So that should be.
And then I believe the 26th is the last game of the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got Veg Fest returning. Oh man, how come I can't see it? Oh, it's coming up this weekend. I'm sorry.
Yes.
11 a.m. to 6 p.m. March 25th at Community Maritime Park. You have to buy tickets at the door though if you would like to go. I'm just not sure where the proceeds go. I can't see that. But if you're thinking about trying some new vegan food, that's your place. There's going to be plenty. They're going to have vegan junk food and then health food and all this other stuff. So would you try it?
Yes.
That does not sound
once.
Very sure.
Once at least. Yeah, I like my veggies. But I do like, I must admit, I do like a hamburger. An occasional steak.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a chicken person, I guess. I like chicken.
Yeah. I'm more of a fish. I like fish. I just don't eat it as much because I feel like it takes a lot of work to cook it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Chicken, I love chicken too. Mm. The one thing I don't like, I don't like pork at all. I don't like the texture. I don't even like the smell of when it cooks.
I don't mind pork chop.
Oh, pork chop?
But what I really like is lamb.
See, I knew you were going to say that.
Yes. In England, lamb was the, I would say cheap meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In America, it's like a delicacy.
New Zealand lamb was really what everybody could afford and everybody ate.
Oh.
So I grew to love lamb.
Well, I love how we just started talking about the vegan festival and then we talked about how we love
and
to
then
eat
we're promoting
lamb.
Meat. Yeah.
We're like, just chew the leg off of little, what's the name of that? Oh, lamb chops. Lamb chop, the puppet. Do you know what that is?
Yes, Sherry Lewis.
Sherry Lewis. Lamb chops, play along where kids come to play along. This is the song that does. I think that, or never ends. And it goes on and on. Okay, I won't do it anymore. I promise. 9:56. Hey, coming up at 10:05, we'll have the Chamber Connection with Todd Thompson. Stay tuned. Also, don't forget to go online. Check out BallingerPublishing.com. This month's issue of Pensacola Magazine is so beautiful. I have it on my coffee table. It's an excellent coffee table magazine rack staple.
And we just, I understand, selected the winning cover photograph. For the wedding.
And that'll be coming out in just a couple weeks.
That'll be a couple of weeks, yes.
We're just a couple weeks away from the wedding edition.
I did not get involved in the selection. I only looked at what the team selected. I make a point of saying that so people don't throw rocks at me if their daughter didn't win.
Throw rocks because he eats lambs. Yeah. He eats lambs.
I think a beautiful picture, and
I can't wait.
We had a record number of entries, and it's going to be a great, great edition.
Oh, I cannot wait. All right, so stay tuned for that. Follow Ballinger Publishing online as well. You can find them on Facebook as well as Instagram. That's a great place to see everything that's happening. We are just out of time this morning with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. Make sure you tune in next Monday. It'll be the last Monday of the month. As we wrap up, oh my goodness, March. We're marching into April, and then we get to welcome.
We go from March winds to April showers?
I think that's the way it kind of works. Hmm. Tornado weather, pretty much.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. BallingerPublishing.com. Yeah.